Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump seems optimistic Republicans have enough votes in the House of Representatives to win a key vote Thursday to repeal the national health care law that former President Barack Obama considered his signature legislative achievement.
Can you get the vote, Mr. President?
Trump offered his prediction Tuesday after meeting with the House Republican caucus on Capitol Hill. The president wooed lawmakers who have been reluctant to support his plan. Some say replacing Obamacare would leave too many poor people without health insurance. During a second day of questioning at his confirmation hearing, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, federal appellate judge Neil Gorsuch, said he would continue embracing judicial independence if he is appointed to the nation's highest court. Gorsuch also told lawmakers he would have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in a particular case require.
I have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require. And I'm heartened by the support I have received from people who recognize that there's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. We just have judges in this country.
Trump nominated Gorsuch to fill the seat occupied by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, who died early last year. Republicans refused to consider former President Obama's pick, citing the timing of the presidential election. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Transport